I just want to share a word with you that the Lord has been dealing with me as I've been seeking Him, what I might be able to speak on today. And He confirmed this with me this week. We go to me to the book of James. I want to talk about being scattered this morning. Anybody ever been scattered before? You ever walked into any of your house and to go get something, forget what you went to get for? You know, you have them days where you just seem like you're kind of scattered. James is a book that deals with that, on how to live during trials and tribulations of life. And certainly we all encounter that in our life. I love the Word of God, and the older I get, the more I realize how real and how alive it is, and how it speaks to me in my life, in my situations, because it's not just a book. It's a live Word from God, a living Word from God that we have to help us along the way. And as I was reading this over the last several weeks, the Lord just began to impress on me what different things. I love Him because you never learn all there is to know in the book of in His Word. So I want to talk about scattered this morning, about how sometimes in life we get off balance. You know, as we're trying, sometimes if you've ever lost your balance in walking, and there's a possibility you could fall and get hurt. Well, we know there's a lot of adversaries today. There's a lot of circumstances that do the job of the enemy today is to get us off balance, to get us discouraged, to get us to the point that we fall and get hurt, and to the point that we don't want to get up and walk again. And James deals with that. And so I want to just carry you through a couple of verses here this morning and then share with you some things that the Lord has just put on my heart. It begins, I love the Word of God because every writer is unique. And you'll notice that a lot of the writers in the New Testament begin with their name. Paul, James. And you know, in my life, I've just gone over that and read, well, you know, I understand that James, the brother of Jesus, is the one who's writing this letter. You know, there was several Jameses in Jesus' day. James, the son of Zebedee, and there was another James. But this is the James, the brother of Jesus, and he's writing this letter to a scattered group of people. You see, when you decide to move forward with God, when you decide to get your life in tune with God and really accomplish something for Him, there's going to come adversity against you. And so God raises up James to be a voice. And so first thing I want to talk about, you know how I love one word. I take one word out of the Word, and I just love it. And the word I want to talk about right to begin with is James. How in the world are you going to preach on James? James, it says here, James, the servant of God, and the Lord to the Lord Jesus Christ, to the 12 tribes who are scattered. You see that? He's raised up James. Now, what does it mean? Because I believe that every single word in the Bible is critical. Every word. And so when it says James there, or Paul, or whatever the writer is, it is declaring to us that there is a voice. God has raised up a voice that is speaking into your situation. And I want to say to this, that God is a God. Three things I want to say real quick about the Word of God that is real. God raised up a real man to speak to a hurting generation of people who were being persecuted and beat down, and now they're scattered. They've left their homes, they've left everything because they don't know what to do. And God has raised up a man by the name of James, but it's more than just a man named James. James, the servant of God, meaning that God for this point of time has put James there to be a voice. Now what that means is that no matter what you're going through in life, God's got a voice for you. Three things I want you to remember about this voice is that the Word of God is real. The Word of God is real, and what you're going through right now in your life is real. No one else may understand what you're going through, but I want you to understand we serve a God that knows what you're going through. We serve a God that is in touch with your feelings. We serve a God. We just celebrated Easter and how He rose from the grave, and now He's seated on the right hand of the Father. What's He doing? He's interceding for me and you. Why? Because He knows how we feel. The Word of God is real. It's alive. It's vibrant. And whatever you're facing in your life right now, there's a James, there's a voice, there's a pastor, there's somebody that God's going to raise up and speak a word into your life. There's a word for your situation right now. You may be dealing with a lot of things. And we're living in a time when there's a lot of scattering going on. But I want you to know the word of God is real. It was real when Moses threw that stick out on the water and rolled back the Red Sea. It was real to Daniel in the lion's den. It was real to the three Hebrew children that walked in the fire and they said, we're not going to bow our knee to Baal. We are going to stand for God. It was real. And I want you to know that when you are going through things in life, there's going to be all kind of things coming against you. But there is a James, there is a voice, there is a God that's saying, you're not going to go through this alone. I'm going to be with you and I'm going to give you a word. And the word that I give you is going to be real. Amen. Then it's relevant. I love this part because God's word is relevant. It's relevant to where I am. You see, God loves us all in the same kind of love, but he understands that every one of us are at a different level. He understands that you may be going through this, you may already went through that, whatever. He's a God that is relevant and he's where you are. Hell, I like that. I like that because I serve a God that understands where I am. Now, Jesus had come, he lived, he performed miracle after miracle. He's resurrected. There's an empty tomb. Everybody knows that he's real. But yet in the midst of the realness, they're still scattered. How many of you know that you be going through things in life and you know that God can? You know that God can heal. You know that God can do all these things. But in your life for this moment in time, you are scattered. I'm so glad that I serve a God that doesn't get mad at you and say, well, now you ought to know that. You ought to know that he is a patient, loving, merciful God that will walk. I love what Brother Bob said this morning. He will be right there ready to forgive you, ready to sustain you, ready to give you strength. Why? Because he's relevant and he knows where you are. It wasn't by mistake that God raised up James. Because God knew what James needed to say to this hurting generation. One thing I want to share with you as a pastor today, because I love you with all my heart, I want you to get an ear to hear what the Spirit is saying to you, because he is a relevant God, and he's a God that can bring you through. Amen. I want you to get that. I want you to know that he has a word for you, and his word will guide you and direct you. It'll be a light in the darkness. It'll be a cloud by day and a fire by night. Amen. His word is real. Hallelujah. And it's relevant to what I'm going through. Amen. Then the last thing, results. God's word brings results. So God raised up a man, James. When you read the word, I want to speak out to you. When you read the word now and you see a name in there, that's a voice. Paul, an apostle of Jesus Christ, called and set apart. That's a voice. God is saying, I got a voice for you in your situation. God allowed you to be here this morning. He allowed you to come and be here safely today and sit and hear this word. Why? Because the preaching of the word is edification in you and let you know there's a God that cares for where you're at, and there's a God that's going to bring you through. And you got to get this, there's a God that's going to bring results. James is not speaking now as if to say, I don't know what to do. I don't know how we're going to handle this. James is speaking to a scattered group of people who are discouraged, who are separated from family. They are hurting, and they're hurting real bad. But I know a God that in the midst of your hurt can speak results to you. Amen? So I want you to see that James, the servant of God. I want you to get the next part, the word servant. James, the servant of God. Which means that James is a voice under the direction of the authority, you got to get this, and power, and omniscience, and omnipotent power of God, I speak. James is saying, I, a servant of God, under the authority of God, I'm about to speak words to you. Well, that's good. Serving by obedience. I don't come in my name. I come in the name of the Lord. I don't come in my authority. I come in His authority. When someone approaches you and they give you some news that is overwhelming, in the name of Jesus. Did you know your name's important to God too? Because He chose every one of you. He set you apart. He gave you authority and power. He could call your name out. I, Randy, a servant of Jesus Christ, by the authority in God. Amen. How many of you believe that? Say, when your name's important to God. Your name's important to God. I, Marilyn, Miss Marilyn, have the authority and the power in the name of Jesus to do whatever God says for me to do. How many of you know His word is real? His word is relevant, and His word bring results. And when you speak His word, you don't speak it in your authority. You speak it in His authority. Amen. Fear, you got to go. Anxiety, you got to go. I, whatever your name is, a servant of Jesus Christ under the authority of God, speak to you fear. You've tormented me. You've kept me up at night, and you're not going to do it anymore because I come in the name of the Lord. Amen. There's power in the name of Jesus. I'm telling you what's going to save this nation is not politics. It's not what party you're affiliated with. The power in this nation and the reason America is still standing today is because in God we trust. Amen. So he says, James, an ordinary person, called, set apart, separated by God, serving God. And this is good here. Because God cares. I feel this in my heart. This is for somebody. God cares when you hurt. We are living in a nation today that children and single moms and fathers and all over the world, people are hurting. And the only way we're going to minister to them is if we hear His voice. So James says, I've heard His voice, and so I speak to you, to the 12 tribe which are scattered abroad. He says, greetings. Now, look at verse 2. Now, this is a verse here that almost make you mad sometimes when you're going through stuff. Sometimes when we're going through things, we feel like, now I'm just saying how we feel sometimes, we feel like God is so insensitive. How do you mean, God, in Romans where it says all things work together for the good? What do you mean, God, all things? Have you ever had them conversations with God? God, I don't understand. I don't see nothing good about this. Now, I'm getting ready to read a verse here that's one of them verses. My brethren. So you see the word brethren there. That just simply means that he's talking to people who are believers. So it lets me know that even though you have faith, and even though you're a believer, and even though you know God is your Savior, there's still going to come times when you go through things. I want you to understand that when you serve God, see, He's speaking here to the 12 tribes. He's speaking to God's people. He's speaking to God's select people who are hurting and they're scattered. So I want you to understand that when you serve God, it doesn't always mean that you're going to be on top all the time. It doesn't mean that you're never going to suffer. It doesn't mean that you're never going to hurt. It means, get this, that whatever you go through, you got a God that can bring you through. Amen. He said, my brethren, every one of you in here, or daughter and son of God. And whatever you're facing right now, there's a lot of voices that want to scatter you, that want to scatter your enthusiasm, want to scatter your faith, want to scatter everything about you, want to just shatter your world. But he says, my brethren, count it all joy. Now let's stop a minute. Have you ever been through those situations? And you said, what joy is this? I don't see any joy in this. When you're sitting there crying and your pillow at night is covered with tears and nobody knows the pain you're going through, what do you mean joy? See, this has been misrepresented over the ages through pulpits, because you got to understand the context. When you read the word, you got to understand the meaning of the words. Let's look at the word count. Can you give me 5 more minutes? Let's look at the word count. My brethren, which that means you and me. The next word James says is count. Now, some of you are going to understand this better than others. This is a bookkeeping term. This means put it in the ledger. Now, if you're a bookkeeper, bookkeeping books is a very serious and critical business. And they really, how many of you know that a bookkeeper, if they're one penny off, they're going to try to find that penny, right? Isn't that right? And me, I just, here's your penny. You know, they're not going to do that. I got to find that penny. You want to know why? You can check the books if you want to. They are right. And so James is saying, as a believer, the next term is count. Put it in the ledger. It is a fact that you're going to go through things. Get that. Count it. Put it in the ledger. Well, I thought if I had enough faith, I thought if I came to church every Sunday, I thought if I paid my tithes, I wouldn't have any more problems. I thought. The word says, brethren, to the 12 tribes, God's people who are scattered and they're going through things, they're going through hurt, their pain, their tears. He's saying, brethren, count, put it in the ledger. Things are going to happen. But here's what he says. Put it in the ledger and count it all joy. Now, what in the world does joy mean? This joy has absolutely nothing to do with how you feel. Joy, happiness is happening. Something happens at the moment. A situation makes you happy. How many of you know there's a difference between being happy and having joy? Joy, when tears are coming down your face, joy can set in and stabilize you. You see, joy is a position. It's not a happening. You got that? I want you to get that. Because some people think that if you serve God, you're supposed to be dancing all around all the time and smiling and happy. How many of y'all smile all the time? I mean, if you find somebody smiling all the time, you've got to step back and say, what is he either on or what is he doing? Amen? Because nobody is happy all the time. Look at the woman side of you. Look at them. Take a good look at them. Are they happy? Nobody's happy all the time. We're Christians. We serve God. We love Him. But you are not always on the mountaintop. Lo, through the valley. Though I walk through the valley. There are valleys sometimes. You say, why are you preaching like that? I'm preaching like this to let you know that the Word of God is real and it's relevant and it brings results, hallelujah, wherever you're at. Because sometimes when you're walking through that valley and trials are coming against you like crazy, the devil's sitting over here whispering, what have you done wrong? What have you done wrong? What have you done wrong? Let me tell you something. You've not done nothing wrong. You haven't done nothing wrong. You are just simply living your life each day, and they're going to be, put it in the ledger, count it all joy, put it in the ledger. These things are going to happen. Quit beating yourself to death because you feel like, well, I haven't done, maybe I haven't prayed enough. Maybe I haven't given enough. That's not nothing to do with it. How many of you know when Adam and Eve sinned on the garden, a curse came on this world? You remember when Jesus said it rains on the just and the unjust? You remember when he talks about building on the sand and all these kind of things? We all live in this world and we're going to deal with things. Now, some people get a misunderstanding. Can they have 5 more minutes? Can I have 5 more minutes? Some people misunderstand faith as a thing that I got enough faith, I can rise above everything. Let me tell you what faith is. Faith is not giving up when it's more convenient to give up. Faith is showing up when it's more convenient not to show up. That's faith. Faith is still believing when you don't even know why you're still believing. And I know some of you, since I've been with you these last years, have hurt and gone through things in your heart has been, and you know what? There was a voice, why don't you just give up? Why don't you just give up? But faith said no. I don't even know why I'm saying no, but I'm just saying no. I'm not going to give up. That's why you keep bringing them babies to church. You keep bringing them little children to church because they're hearing the Word of God. And when they get to be adults and older, they'll remember what God is and who He is. And we're going to keep having Sunday school. We're going to keep having communion. We're going to keep having church. Amen. Because we want everybody to know that our God is a God that no matter what you're going through, He's still God. Amen. Count it. Put it in the ledger. Joy is a position. The position of joy is this. I have joy. You have joy. Has nothing to do with our feelings. Joy is what Jesus did, what we celebrate every week. Joy is when He came out of that, He gave us a permanent position. We have access to the throne of God. Do you know that? You now can walk boldly into the presence of God and say, God, I'm hurting today, and I'm hurting real bad, and I need you today to help me. That's joy. Amen. That's that position. Amen. When you fall. Now here's why you need that position. I'm going to read this and then we're going to close. My brethren, that's us, count, put it in the ledger. Why am I going through this? Why am I going through this? Put it in the ledger. It's going to happen. See, the devil don't play fair. Have you ever had been, I know none of y'all never fought, never got in fights, nothing like that. But you ever fought somebody that didn't fight fair? That's not fair. The devil don't fight fair. And then he says, count it all joy, put it in the ledger, when you fall in divers temptations. What's the next verse in verse 3? I'm reading out of King James today. Knowing this. Now when you're reading your Bible and you see italicized word, that means that the interpreter added that. In the original Greek, it just says knowing that. But the translator slides that in there, italicized, to let you know he added that in there so that you would, this means pointing back to what he just said. Knowing this, what? That I am a child of God. He loves me no matter what I'm going through. He loves me. He'll forgive me. He'll give me strength. I'm not going through this because I'm just a bad person. I'm going through this because I put it in my ledger that things are going to happen to me in life that I don't understand. So that he says, know this, that the trying of your faith works patience. Now, I'm going to close with this. Patience means maturity. Patience means, what is maturity? Maturity, I've seen 50-year-old people want mature, right? So it doesn't have anything to do with age. But maturity is growing and learning. And so what he's saying here is that You've established the fact that you know who you are. I'm a child of the King. I know His word is real. I know it's relevant. And I know it brings results. I know that. And what I'm going through right now, I'm going to count it all joy. I'm going to put it in the ledger. It's going to happen. But I understand that even though it's happening, I am still a child of God. And I'm going to come through this. So the next lesson is the trying of my faith. It's not trying to see if you have faith. God doesn't play with your faith. Do you think a man hanging on a cross with his insides out and beat to death and all that is playing? He does not play with your emotions. He does not play with your faith. He does not play with you. He loves you and gave Himself for you. That's a real love. Know this, as the translator said, knowing this, that the trying of your faith. It's not trying to see if faith's going to work or not. We know faith's going to work because we know where faith comes from, don't we? Faith come by what? Hearing. And hearing by what? The Word of God. So the trying of my faith is working in me a knowledge and a stability that when I'm scattered, I can get my balance and get back on course. This morning I want you to know that I love you and God loves you. And I've been reading in the book of James, and he's got some good stuff in here for us. But I'm going to stop here because I want you to understand He's working a plan in your life right now. He's working patience in you. See, patience, we think, we play about patience. We laugh about patience. I don't have any patience. But real patience is I'm learning. I'm going to ask you to stand to your feet right now. I'm going to close right here. I want us to make right here where we are an altar. So if you will, just take the hand on one side of you. And I don't know, heads are bowed right now, and I feel the anointing of God so beautiful in here today. I don't know where you're at right now, and I don't know what you're going through. But I guarantee you, every single person this morning is going through something. Every single person here has got something to pray about. This morning, I just want you to know that, first of all, there's a God who loves you more than you could ever, ever imagine. He's real, He's relevant, and He will bring results. And right now, whatever you're facing, the working of your patience right now, I want us to pray this prayer. Lord, continue to teach me what I need to know. Would you just say that in your heart right now? Father, continue to teach me what I need to know. Father, continue to teach me what I need to know. And Lord, when I don't quite get it, when I kind of don't pass the test all the time, thank you, God, for not forgetting me or for giving up on me. But thank you, God, for loving me and bringing me through. God's going to bring you through it. God's going to bring you through it. In Jesus' name, amen. God bless all of you this morning. Thank you for being here.